We feel feelings that we're learning about, not in our minds, in our hearts. It is a language. It's now recognized those feelings are a language that are speaking to the fundamental forces of creation in the highest realms of creation, where the ancients called the heavens. The Essenes talk about this. They never use the word prayer. They use the word communions. And they say when we have the unspoken communions, there's no words, there's no outward expressions, in the unspoken communions that we speak to the angels of the heavens in this world and other worlds. And they're very clear about that, that that is a language. Emotion. Emotion now is being viewed as a unifying principle for those four forces of nature. In other words, when we feel the feelings in our hearts, genuine feelings of appreciation, gratitude, compassion, love, understanding, it may be that through the language of our hearts, the nonverbal language of feeling and emotion, we literally touch the place in creation where all of the forces of nature come together as a single potent force. And from that place, we are given access to the healing of our bodies and the peace of our world as lasting experiences rather than the temporary band-aids of peace and healing that we attempt from our third dimensional experience. So there's a tremendous amount of information that is conveyed through these kinds of understandings, and without attempting to sound too technical or to make these things seem too remote, the reason I'm sharing these and what I'm hoping that I've been able to convey through these understandings is that we are part of something much greater. There's a force out there. It's given many different names: nature's mind, the mind of God, the quantum hologram. It's a force that Western science now is seeing as a web, as a net that links all of creation, and is a force that exists as multiple dimensions. And the higher we go into those realms where we exist in ways that perhaps we're only beginning to understand now, the higher we go into those realms, the less separate those forces become. In the previous studies, I've outlined the foundation for what may become the single most sophisticated understanding of the 21st century with regard to how we relate to ourselves, to one another, to the world around us, and to the cosmos even beyond. I've shared three representative studies. I could have chosen many studies to illustrate the principle that suggests that within each of us, within you, lives the power to touch, to tap the four fundamental forces, or at least three of those forces, that are responsible for the entire universe, for the birth of creation. How do you feel about that possibility? How do you feel knowing that within your body, through something that you choose to do, you have that kind of ability in your lives? In the television series Star Trek, there is a being that pops in and out of the episodes quite frequently, and he is a master of all that he has ever done. He's a master of universes. He's a master of creation and the forces of nature. And his abilities, from the perspective of what we're speaking about here, may not be quite so far-fetched. His name is Q. And when we see Q come onto the scene, what we know is that the universe is his playground, and that at his fingertips he has the ability to interact with the people and with the forces of nature in ways that many of us wish were only true in our lives. Well, through the studies, a growing body of evidence suggests that we, in fact, have access to precisely these forces, just the way I've suggested, the very stuff that our world, that the stars, that our universe is made of. Let me ask you a question. If you could tap into these forces, if you could apply your relationship to the fundamental forces of creation in life-affirming ways to your life, to the life of your children, to the lives of your families, what would you change? How would you apply your relationship to what now scientists are calling the mind of God to become a better person, to build a better world? Well, this is the goal for the rest of our program. In the following sections, together, we will lay the foundation. We'll discuss the technology, we'll describe the theories, the literal instructions that were left to us by the ancients to allow us precisely these kinds of experiences. The instructions that allow us to breathe life into our personal power, into the mind of God. And what the experimental evidence is suggesting, and we'll have the opportunity to explore this in the next sections, is that by simply feeling the feelings of what we would like to experience in our world, by feeling the feelings as if we are loved and accepted and nurtured, by feeling the feelings as if the healing has already occurred in the bodies of our loved ones or ourselves, by feeling the feelings and giving thanks of gratitude and appreciation for the peace that already exists in our world, by feeling those in our hearts, we are literally speaking the language to the fundamental forces of nature that can bring those feelings, breathe life into them, into a tangible reality in the world around us. And I believe this is the message from those who have come before us. This is the message in our ancient texts. So our ancestors were trying to say to us in the only words that they knew. So this section has been the section that tells us technically how and why these things come together. And from this point, we now have the language and the vocabulary to begin applying these things in our lives.